What up? This is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Today is Wednesday, June 16th. Let me tell you something. This episode is about, can people change? Are people able to grow from their mistakes? I think people can, but I think it's really hard for people to grow when people bring up shit from your past. You understand? Like, how can a person grow if a person is bringing up shit from your past? That's not fair. Like, you know, either you're going to deal with the person and let them grow and let them develop and, you know, see where they go from that. But are you going to just keep up bringing up shit and unresolved shit that you should have resolved when the shit went on back then? You know what I'm saying? So, reason why I'm saying this stuff to you guys today is because Kristen Teigen, she's in the news about anti-bullying. She was bullying somebody, you know, that trolling stuff that people do on the internet. And frankly, I mean, everybody does things. Everybody has an opinion. Like I said, your opinion is, you know, freedom of speech is going out the door. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can get canceled for any damn thing that they say. Anything. If it's about anything, it's like you can't even have an opinion no more in this day and age because people are so fucking sensitive about everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm asking the question, can people change? Because, I mean, you're not going to still act like a fucking baby when you're 40 or 30 years old. Now, you may have some kiddie ass ways or you may have some immature ways, but you're not going to still act like a child at 40. Now, you may have some childish ways, but you're not going to do those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when somebody, that's even with a person that goes to jail. Now, let me tell you, I don't agree with everything as far as when people go to jail. Like, if you murder somebody and you took somebody's life out of here, and yes, you can change. You can probably, you know, like, I'm going to say, like, it depends on what type of murder it is. Because it's different types of murders, okay? And what I mean by that, like, there's crime of passion murder when people allow their emotions to get the best of them, and I don't agree with that. If a person don't want to be with you, move on with your life, be with somebody. You don't have to kill somebody because they don't want to be with you, okay? There's murder that when somebody's being bullied and being disrespected and they're introverts and they're quiet people and they snap, that type of, I call that bullying murders. Because the people, like, something just happened in Atlanta where a man said that he got tired of being he was in a situation where he was being disrespected and taunted by white men all his life, and he just snapped and just killed some white random guys. I don't know the backstory of that, but you had a lot of people on Facebook commenting saying, oh, I've been bullied before. I didn't ever think to go and kill somebody and this and this and that. And like, they discrediting his experience with a white person. I'm not saying what he did was right, but you can't discredit somebody's experience, especially as a black man or a black woman in America. You cannot discredit somebody's experiences. Now, what he did, I feel like if he felt like he had to go out and kill somebody, you know, because he was tired of white folks mistreating him, I think he should have sought out therapy or something like that. But we cannot tell somebody how they should react. And the reason why I'm saying that, there was a movie back in the day where I think his name was Michael Douglas. Oh man, I gotta look this up. Michael Douglas. Give me a second. I'm not a fast writer. Let me see what. Okay, Falling Down. That's the movie. Came out in 1993. He was having a bad day at work, and he went on a rampage. And let me tell you, am I saying that movie, when I say that movie was off the chain, it was off the chain. But you can see how a person can snap. It ain't just, oh, he was a white dude, white people do crazy shit like that. No, that's not true. He's still a person. And people have bad days. Am I saying violence is the way to go? No. People have road rage. You can flip somebody off and a person will try to track you down because they're having a bad day. They will follow you. And you would think, like, okay, why all of this? It's this is crazy. We don't know how people are chemically, like, wired. We don't know how people are wired. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to tell you people. It's like, people can change. You know what I'm saying? People can change from being a murderer and know what they did was wrong and stuff like that. Know what their wrong is. But I feel like they should stay their ass in jail. I mean, I understand, you know, you made a mistake and this and this and that. But I feel like when you take somebody's life, your ass needs to stay in jail. Okay? I'm not saying people shouldn't be rehabilitated or nothing like that, but some cases people just need to keep their ass in jail, because if you felt like that you got that so mad or that angry that you had to take somebody's life, then you don't need to be out into society. Now, it's a good thing that you found God and you got your GED in jail and all that great stuff, but I just feel like sometimes I feel like I can't trust your judgment. I wouldn't be comfortable with your judgment. I'm not saying people cannot change. Just like certain pedophiles, like predators for children. I feel like, yeah, you raped a child and you changed your ways in jail. But I feel like that spirit still lingers in you somewhere. And I feel like you should stay in jail, because who's to say that you won't go back out and do those type of things? That's the type of stuff that I feel like is a give and take. Like, you got to really think. Because we've seen people do heinous crimes and the judge will let them out of jail and they'll go right out and kill again. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we have to really, I feel like people can change, but certain situations people have to be held for their accountabilities. And I feel like Kristen Teigen, yeah, she said some fucked up shit to people online and stuff like that because she felt strong about a situation and she was speaking on it and maybe she misspoke. But I feel like she shouldn't be canceled. They shouldn't be taking her stuff out of Target. She's still a human being. You know what I'm saying? I think John Legend was about to, divorce her. I think he withdraw his divorce due to this stuff that she's going through. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave your wife like that because she's going through stuff. You know, you married her, you knew who the type of person is. She is an outgoing person. She is an outspoken person. But I think people learn from their mistakes, just like with Bill Murray and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart said something about white privilege. And Bill Murray, and I like Bill Murray, don't get me wrong, I like his show, I like the stuff that he says and stuff like that. He don't straddle the fence, he says what he says, and I like him. But I feel like sometimes with people, with Caucasian folks, they tend to try to tell us about what is privilege, what is white privilege, because what is white privilege? And you can't tell a black person what a white privilege is, because you don't know it, because it's already in your DNA, and you live that. You live that, so you don't know what you don't know that, because I feel like certain, listen to what I'm about to say, people. I feel like certain people, white people that live in areas that's diverse, like with black and Mexicans and different things like that, and they feel like they date black women, or they got they in an area where they grew up in a predominantly black area, that they think that they can be down, but they do feel like they have white privilege. They feel that privilege is in them. As soon as you make them mad, they're going to show that side to you. And I'm not saying all white people are like this. I'm not saying that. Some white people take accountability to like, yeah, I don't know. And I don't fault them for that. Some white people just don't know when they're doing wrong, when they're saying fucked up shit. Some of them just don't know. And I believe that in my heart. Because I have Caucasian friends that are true to who they are. And they listen, and we can have a dialogue and talk and this and this and that. And it don't be no hatred in it. But you got some people that's white that get offensive when you don't agree with them. Or they feel like they right and they don't understand. They feel like you should teach them and this and that. No, it's not my job to teach you anything. Now, I can help you understand some things that you do not understand, but I'm not here to be your teacher. You know what I'm saying? So that in that perspective, I feel like people can learn. I feel like, okay, just say, for instance, there's a Karen at work and Felicia is at work. And Karen goes up to Felicia and be like, wow, I love your hair. I never seen your hair. I never seen a person's hair like that up close in front. Could I touch it? Karen doesn't know that's offensive to people of color. She does not know that. If she's asking you that straight up, She doesn't know that. So I wouldn't get mad at her. I would let her know, no, I don't feel comfortable with you touching my hair. She should not come back with a rebuttal. Why? Or she should say, you know what? I understand. I was wrong for, you know, even ask you that. See, she has to take the time with herself to see why a person says no. Just like as I've been in a situation with white people, they can ask me all the outlandish questions they want to ask me. But as soon as I ask them a question about something, I'm not saying all white people are people. When I ask them a question about something that's personal or private to them, they don't want to, I don't feel comfortable speaking about that. I don't feel comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it is a double standard in America. It is a double standard in a lot of ways. But I feel like people can change from their old ways. This is like really sad to me because we live in a world where there's so much chaos that's going on. And like with police brutality and race being prejudiced in the workplace and different things, we still dealing with this type of shit in the world, and now it's getting worse. You know, celebrities are being canceled because they said something 15 years ago on a Twitter page and somebody want to make it irrelevant now. That probably was that person 15 years ago. You gonna hold this person and cancel them and they make them. And I feel like if I make a public apology and I go down to T and I say something and y'all still cancel me and take all my shit away from me and make blackball me, oh, best believe it's gonna be hells on wheels. I'm gonna tell you, you know what? Fuck that. I am not sorry. That was me then, this is me now. If you want to judge me about some bullshit back then, okay. Oh, what about when people say racist stuff? Okay, if they apologize and they learn from that mistake, let them let it be. Judge them on the now. Don't judge them 15 years ago. Judge them on the now. Or what they're trying to do now, how they act towards you now. Judge them on their character now. Don't judge them when they was 20 or 19 years old, following people and they didn't have a mind of their own, thinking, saying shit that was cool. I said a lot of stuff when I was young that I thought was cool and funny and stuff like that, that I would look back on if somebody had a video, if internet was out back then, I would cringe. You know what I'm saying? So let people be able to change. If they don't change, then hold them accountable. You know? So, hey, that's all I want to talk about today on that topic. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please continue to listen and show love and support. Comment, leave me a message. Show me some love. Let me get those views up, people. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. You know what I'm saying? For the love. So share, comment. Let me know what you think. Peace out.